Good morning, Rick. Thanks for being here again.
Good morning. Thanks for having me back.
For folks that may not know, the core purpose of your office really is to get vets the benefits that they deserve from our government services and other places. One of the measurements that you use is just in pure dollars. Can you give us a sense of what that's looking like right now in terms of the benefits that are going to our local vets here?
Absolutely. So far this year, we've had an amazing three quarters of 2016. And I'll give you an example. We do measure a lot of what we do by the amount of income that we're able to generate for our veterans and their families. Although I always tell the county commissioners when I brief them once a month that I cannot control what the VA is going to do, but we can control the strength of the claims that we submit to the VA, hopefully to be successful. And I'll give you an example. Right now, we're up to $85,000 a month in new benefits. That doesn't count previous years. Just this year so far, $85,000 in new income coming into our veterans and the spouses of veterans, which will exceed $1 million over a year. Typically, we hit that $1 million mark in December. So I think we're doing pretty good so far. We hit the $1 million mark annually, new income, ahead of schedule. So I'm excited about that.
Well, what does that look like in comparison with previous years or two, 3 years ago?
Well, when we first got here, I got here in 2013. I was probably looking at, if I remember correctly, my numbers from 2013. I think we had about $500,000 in new income a year, and those were from claims that was submitted previously. It does take time. There's a learning curve. The word gets out to veterans and their survivors. Hey, the county has beefed up the veteran service access. Go see Rick. And at the time, it was Bud Carrier. I got to work with him about 9 months before he passed away. But steadily over the past few years, we've gone up incrementally. You know, then it went up to about $850,000. Last year, we hit the $1 million mark for the first time in 2014. And here we are now. We hit $1 million mark in September rather than later in the year.
It's one thing to look at measurements in terms of dollars and numbers, but how does this really translate in terms of quality of life for our vets here in this area?
That's a great question. A lot of times what happens is, well, oftentimes the veterans come in once they are awarded a benefit, and then we go over their award and what happens and how much income they're getting. Not only that, but other benefits that they gain access to from the VA, the VA health system, and even state benefits. But I'll give you a couple of examples. Typically, not always, but typically the veterans, like many of us, they may be in debt. They win an award. They win back pay. They quickly go out and they get out of debt. You know, they pay off medical bills. Unfortunately, you know, we have high medical bills or whatever other debts that they may have. They pay those off so that in essence, can relieve some stress on family situations. Other veterans, depending on how much their back pay was, some of these guys and gals go out and they buy brand new cars or, you know, what do they call previously owned cars, you know, and they go out and they buy new cars instead of driving, you know, like me, an old jalopy out there. I got a couple of old jalopies. But that's how these guys and gals, it impacts their life. They pay off debt. They help family members with their debts. They go out and some of them that were renting will move up in renting scales to maybe a little bit nicer place, or some will even go out and buy homes. So it's a great impact to the local community.
Well, it sounds like with that kind of purchasing power that vets are getting from these benefits, these awards, it's really impacting our local economy.
It does. So it's not just the veteran in their families, but local businesses. And if I could always like to put in a plug, whenever I can, I always try to buy local. And I want your listeners to know, and I'm sure they do, that many of the businesses here in town are veteran-owned. Many of the folks, you know, behind the counter, behind the desks, they are veterans or somehow touched the life of a veteran. Maybe their dad or their mom served during World War II or Vietnam. Always try, I just put in a plug, always try to support our local businesses.
Absolutely. Well, let's turn now to some new staff that you've acquired. You have some new staffing. What is your office looking like these days? You got some folks helping you out.
Yeah, we've changed quite a bit over the past few years. We started out with Bud and we miss him. And eventually we went ahead and hired on Sarah Kuhn to replace Bud. She's been doing a great job in my absence. She's the go-to gal. And we recently hired John Johnson. He's a local guy. He's been here forever, and everybody knows him. And he is coming along really, really good. I'm really excited. What that has allowed us to do is I work there full time. Sarah is part time, and so is John. Sarah's taking the morning shifts, and John typically takes the afternoon shifts. So now we have full coverage throughout the day if I were to not be there. And sometimes, well, oftentimes I do go out and do house calls, nursing home visits, I'll do hospital visits. And so with having John and Sarah there and full office coverage allows me to get out of the office more often and do outreaches and also go see our veterans and their survivors at their place of residence.
Now, you're the Montezuma County Veterans Service Officer. Does that mean that you're restricted to just dealing with vets that live here in Montezuma County?
Another good question. No. Although our main purpose is supporting our veterans and helping the veterans and survivors from here, from Montezuma County, I will tell you, I have quite a few clients from outside the state. And what happens is, people see how thorough we are in putting together our claims. And there used to be a commercial in the 70s or 80s, you know, you tell a friend and they'll, you know, and so on and so on. They tell others.
Word of mouth.
Yeah, word of mouth. So we do get clients. I have one as far as Alaska. We've been able to help. We do everything through the mail and phone calls and emails. I have one in Florida. I have multiple clients out of Utah, New Mexico, basically the Four Corners areas, Arizona. So, no, our main purposes are county veterans. We will always prioritize them. However, we will not turn away other veterans. And a lot of times our local vets are asking us to help their relatives or a friend that they know in another state. And we'll take that on. And if we can't, or the veteran or survivor wants to work with someone more close to their neighborhood out of state, we can locate a VSO, a veteran service officer, anywhere in the U.S.
Well, let's turn now to some upcoming events that are coming up. There's a few different events that are either hosted by some veterans service organizations and that kind of thing. What's going to be happening here in the next few weeks?
Yeah, there's a couple of things that Bert Valencia wanted me to pass along to everyone. One of the things is the Farmington VA Vet Center out of Farmington. They're VA employees, and they come up here for readjustment counseling with PTSD. They come up here twice a month. I don't have the schedule for October yet. But if anyone contacts our office, I can easily get that information for you. Or you can call the Farmington VA Vet Center down in Farmington at 505-327-9684. Or just give us a call or stop by. A couple of other... No, I'm sorry.
Yeah, well, I was just going to ask. There's another a vet's stand down. Describe what that's all about.
Yeah, annually for the past, I think this is going to be the third annual one in Durango at the La Plata County Fairgrounds. There is a veteran stand down. Typically, they used to be called veteran homeless stand downs, where homeless veterans from throughout the community gather and with veteran service organizations and VA government, you know, employees come in from the hospital systems. And they do outreach to the veterans and try to help them access their VA and state benefits. And not just that, but also local community services. For example, barbershops come in and they offer free haircuts and shaves and, you know, and get some of the veterans some help in that way. Sometimes they have dentists that, you know, will look at their teeth. But anyway, that's going to happen next Thursday, October 6th at the La Plata County Fairgrounds. If you happen to be in Durango, go on in there and just, you know, poke around. They always have, you know, free little bags of goodies and stuff. You know, if you're just walking on in, you can get stuff, you know, bumper stickers or whatnot.
Yeah. And then coming up tomorrow, this Saturday, there's an event up in Areola. What's going on there?
Yeah, Saturday, October 1st, at the Areola Community Center is going to be the Tribute to Heroes. This also is an annual event. Veterans get in free. It starts at 6 p.m. Non-veterans, I believe it's $25 to get in, and it's on Road S. It's a really great show. I've been to it. They have the Bar D Wranglers. They're a musical group, kind of like a comedy group. They're really funny, actually. And then the DAV always has a raffle quilt giveaway, I think is what they do. But it's a fundraiser for the DAV and the agency that hosts it as well.
Okay. There was an event scheduled for mid-October that is going to be delayed until the spring. That was the Tears of the Warrior presentation. What's going on around that?
Yeah, thanks for reminding me about that one. The Tears of the Warrior, of a Warrior presentation, which was going to go here at the Sunflower Theater, has been postponed. We're going to go ahead and I think Bert's trying to coordinate that for next spring. And he'll get the word out. And The Tears of a Warrior is a story about a family that has, you know, the dealings with combat and PTSD and the interactions within the family and how it affects. And it's by Tony and Janet Seahorn. But the word, we'll get it out there. I'll put it on our county Facebook page. And Bert and the folks down at the DAV Project Outreach are really good about getting the word out. I'm sure it'll be on the radio.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll definitely give updates on that. And if you did miss, we did have an interview with Janet and Tony Seahorn that's on our website. Look for the Veterans Affairs program page there, and you can find that and listen to that. Rick, as usual, thanks for being here. It's good to get updates from you.
It's my pleasure. Take care, everyone.
That's Rick Torres. He's the Montezuma County Veterans Service Officer. You've been listening to KSJD's monthly Veterans Affairs program. I'm Tom Yoder.